Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
As you know, I'm committed to keeping the lines of communications open between you and me personally, but our governments across the board.
President Biden has been meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali.
The world expects, I believe, China and the United States to play key roles in addressing global challenges from climate changes to food insecurity.
Residents of Kherson have been greeting Ukrainian troops arriving in the city as liberators. President Vladimir Zelensky joined them today, hailing the Russian withdrawal as the beginning of the end of the war. He walked the streets just hours after warning the Russians may have left behind booby traps and mines. In Washington, Congress returns to work today into an extremely volatile post-election landscape. Donna Warder takes a look.
Newly elected members of Congress arrive for orientation today after Republicans suffered one of the most disappointing midterm elections in decades, and control of the House is still undecided. On Tuesday, the GOP held closed-door leadership elections. Democrats did better than expected in the midterms, keeping narrow control of the Senate, but they too face leadership turmoil as the GOP pick up House seats toward majority control. In addition to the turmoil on Capitol Hill, former President Donald Trump is expected to announce his 2024 presidential bid on Tuesday. Donna Warder, Washington.
A shooting last night at the University of Virginia has killed three people and wounded two others. Police are searching for a suspect they say is considered armed and dangerous. The university has canceled classes for today. At the University of Idaho, police are investigating the deaths of four students as suspected homicides. Their bodies found yesterday in a home near the campus. This is AP News. The 49ers throttled the Chargers last night. Correspondent Ryan Leong.
San Francisco's defense shut out the Chargers in the second half as the 49ers hang on to a 22-16 win. Elijah Mitchell returned after missing 2 months with a knee injury, rushing for 89 yards on 18 carries. Jimmy Garoppolo was 19 of 28 for 240 yards.
Just the maturity of our team, especially offensively, just how we stuck together. You know, it wasn't pretty early on, and they were doing some things that gave us trouble, but we stuck with it and, you know, got the W.
For Los Angeles, Justin Herbert was 21 of 35, passing for 196 yards with one touchdown and one interception. The Chargers have lost three of their last four games. Ryan Leong, Santa Clara.
Two overtime games yesterday. The Packers beat the Cowboys 31-28, and the Vikings overcame the Bills 33-30 in a wild finish. Tonight, Philadelphia hosts Washington, the Eagles undefeated so far this season. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
A memorial to those killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting opened to the public Sunday, a month before the 10th anniversary of the massacre that killed 20 first graders and six educators. The memorial is a short distance from the school in Newtown, Connecticut, the opening marked by quiet reflection. It was designed as a peaceful place of contemplation. Paths with a variety of plantings lead to a water feature with a sycamore tree in the middle and the victims' names engraved on the top of a surrounding wall. Jennifer Hubbard, who lost her six-year-old daughter, Catherine Violet, said, "It took my breath away to see Catherine's name and to see what has been created in honor of those that were lost." I'm Julie Walker.
The Biden administration is no longer accepting applications for student loan forgiveness now that a second federal court has blocked the program. The U.S. Department of Education says it is working to overturn the court orders, but at this time, it cannot take new applications. 26 million people have applied, but none of the relief can now be implemented. Thursday, a federal judge in Texas ruled President Biden overstepped his authority by offering loan forgiveness without congressional approval. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals also issued an injunction in a case brought on by six GOP-led states. The debt forgiveness plan would cancel up to $20,000 in student loan debt for those who make less than $125,000 a year. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. A full slate of NFL games this Sunday, none bigger than the battle of top talent pitting the Vikings and Bills. Gene Battaglia reports from Buffalo.
It was one of the craziest games of the year. In overtime, 33-30 was the final, the Vikings outlasting the Bills. It appeared that Buffalo had won the game in regulation, stopping the Vikings on fourth and goal, only to have Bills quarterback Josh Allen fumble the snap, giving the Vikings the lead. The Vikings move to 8-1. The Bills fall to 6-3.
Buffalo is no longer atop the AFC East, giving way to Miami, which rose to 7-3 by blasting the Browns 39-17, thanks in part to three TD tosses from Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphin coach Mike McDaniel.
Tua's playing very, very high-level football. It's the third game in a row where I didn't feel a high or a low from him. He was just trying to execute each and every play.
Atop the AFC South is Tennessee, now 6-3 after defeating Denver 17-10. The Titans got a pair of touchdown passes from Ryan Tannehill.
We just found a way to start making some plays, take advantage of some looks that we were getting, and made some big plays, especially there down the stretch when we needed it.
In the NFC East, the Giants moved out to a 7-2 start by holding off Houston 24-16. Wide receiver Darius Slayton says the G-men keep winning by staying focused.
Just try to block the outside noise out. You know, we know we're talented players. We know we can make plays, and at the end of the day, you got to go out there and show it on Sundays, you know? So that's pretty much our main focus.
Other NFL winners were the Bucks, Lions, Chiefs, Steelers, Colts, Packers, Cardinals, and the 49ers. In the NBA, the Jazz lost to the Sixers, and the Nuggets won at Chicago. In the West, that leaves Portland and Denver each leading Utah by percentage points. Hockey, the Bruins are 14-2 after thumping Vancouver 5-2. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
I'm Archie Zaralletta with an entertainment update. Actor Alec Baldwin is suing people involved in handling the loaded gun he was using and setting up a scene that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchinson on the set of the movie Rust last year. Baldwin says he wants to clear his name.
I am queen of the most powerful nation in the world!
Black Panther Wakanda Forever had the second biggest opening of the year at the box office, earning $180 million in movie ticket sales in North America. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is the only film to earn more this year in its opening weekend.
It is Sledge! I'm at it!
Comedian Gallagher has died after a brief illness at his home in Palm Springs, California, according to his former manager. Gallagher was 76. He was famous for the sledgehammer he called the Sledge-O-Matic, which he would use on apples, grapes, lettuce, dish detergent, and inevitably, a watermelon. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.